Although generally people's web's a wonderful thing, there's an awful lot who claim that as a consequence they suffer from information overload. This ease of communication means that they just get far too much information than they can ever hope to cope with. Other people, of course, argue against that and say that it's more to do with a lack of filtering or the inability to be able to make sense from what they would argue would be a wealth, a cornucopia of information. The naysayers, of course, would call it a cacophony. But whichever side of the fence you are, being able to filter the information and do it successfully so that you can, you're not suffering that overload is quite important. One tool that can help with that is Bottlenose. In order to use Bottlenose, you just need to set yourself up with an account. And then it's not entirely intuitive to get started, but the whole principle is that you bring lots of information into a single space and then use a filtering process to be able to make sense of it so it's easily digestible. And the important stuff, the thing that will, the information that has most meaning for you, is brought to the surface in an easily digested form. So, having created your account, the first thing you can do is to account so to Google, LinkedIn and Bitly. If you're working in a school, that might not be entirely appropriate, though perhaps setting up school-based accounts for in some of these are things that you've started to do anyway or things you're considering. Certainly, why not have a Bitly account, a way to share links with your students and then use that to link with your Bottlenose account. So having done that, you're then able to get started to information Bottlenose account, and then you can start to apply filters and do that in different ways. You can use the filters that content filters that they provide and suggest, or you can do a custom one that you create. You can also start to bring in information in RSS feeds, and that can be particularly useful in a school-based situation where you might not be using social networking accounts, but you can bring in information from places like BBC sites, National Geographic, and so forth. So starting to bring it all in, starting to filter it down, how do you actually view it? Well, Bottlenose provides several options. You can view things similar to one above the articles, pick a little each with a little border, and then all the connected bits of information stream out from that. It's a little bit like a concept map, and each of those links is clickable, so you can make it the centre of attention and start to interrogate that chart in more detail and see what's connected to what. So it starts to let you view those interconnections that occur naturally on the web and help your students start to see how the web works.